give us a special talk in this new year. 那今年我们新春活动呢，很高兴再次邀请到香港的住持法师哈。那很多信众已经认识果缘法师，他曾经也是我们东初香港的住持哈，再次回来新春跟大家结法缘，请开始。
谢谢长华法师的这个介绍哈，大家新年好。
Thanks to Changhua Fashion's introduction, and good morning and Happy New Year to everyone.
今天我们用这个题目其实是有点是吸引大家的那个感觉。
The topic for today's talk is a way to attract your attention so that you will come.
是不是真的有那么吸引力？不一定哦。
It's uncertain whether it's really that attractive or not.
那因为今年是什么年呢？今年六是狗年嘛，对。所以呢，就是谈一下在佛教里头跟狗有关系的，尤其是在禅修上面跟狗有关系的事情。
So, according to the Lunar New Year calendar, that this is the year of the dog. So, today we're going to discuss and talk about some cases and references that's related to dogs from the Chan lineage.
那一个呢是怎么样这个从狗而修行修到成佛，这个路程是很漫长。
How does one obtain Buddhahood all the way from being a dog to becoming a Buddha? The path is very long indeed.
当然在禅宗里头呢是有一些渊源的，就是有些源头的就是很著名的这个禅师所讲的一些话，而且呢我们到现在还在用。
There are some references in the Chan school that it has its own origin, and there are stories generated by patriarchs and great masters in the past, and it's carried on to even to this day.
我们知道呢，这个所谓的“狗子有没有佛性”这句话呢，其实如果是大家有禅修的，大概连日本都会提到这个故事呢，那这个故事的主人翁呢是赵州唐朝的赵州禅师。
So if you have some experience with meditation or Chan practice, you're probably familiar with references of dogs in the Chan school, and the original story of Do Dogs Have Buddha Nature, actually came from Chan Master Zhao Zhou. And this story is so well known that even in Japan, they make references to it as well.
赵州崇神是唐代的一位禅师，他是跟谁学呢？是跟南泉的普愿禅师学。他小的时候呢，已经是非常的不一样，他应该是不大跟其他的小孩子一起玩，而是说对于世间的事情呢，他没什么兴趣的。可是呢，他小小就出家了，做沙弥。
So the owner of this original story is Chan Master Zhao Zhou Chongshen, and he is a disciple of Master Nanquan Pu Yuan. So even when Master Zhao Zhou was young, he was already showing some distinction from other children, that where he's not really into playing and he's uninterested in those matters. And in fact, he became a shamis, a young monk at a very young age.
Shramila.
A novice monk.
那他就以沙弥的身份呢， 那个时候是在中国呢，就是说很多时候修行人呢是会去很多地方去所谓的参访，就是参访什么呢，就是跟其他的名师学习，那是一种风气。
So at that time, he went around to different teachers and masters to request teachings. And at that time, it's a trend and it's popular practice.
那他听说这个普愿禅师啊是很有名的，所以呢，他虽然是还没有真正的受足这个比丘的戒啊，而是沙弥是 novice 啊，所以呢，他去参访这位禅师啊，以沙弥的身份去参访。
So, Master Zhao Zhou heard that Master Nan Quan Pu Yuan is very well known and well versed. So, even though at that time Master Zhao Zhou hasn't received the full Bishu's precept, the full precept, he still went ahead and to request teaching.
那去见这个南泉这个普愿禅师的时候呢？这位禅师呢是正在自己的方丈寮啊，方丈寺里头休息。
And when he first arrived, at that time, Master Nan Quan was inside his own abbot room, resting.
那南泉禅师呢就问他，就是你是从哪里来的？然后呢，他是说。我是从这个地方叫做瑞相院，就是说他在那边出家的，作为沙弥的地方就是瑞相院。瑞就是瑞士的瑞，就是吉祥的意思，瑞相相就是那个佛像的像啊，那个地方。
Master Nan Quan asked Master Zhao Zhou, where did you come from?And Master Zhao Zhou say, I came from the Rei Xiang Monastery. The character Rei actually means auspicious in Chinese. So that's the place where he was a novice monk at.
那这里呢，南泉禅师呢，就是问了一句话，这句话是这样子，还见到瑞相吗？哎，这个是一语相关的，因为瑞相就是说，比如说我们修行或者是一个很诚恳的修行人，那有些时候呢会看到一些佛像啊，或者是大菩萨的像，那我们叫做或者是见光啊这些等等的现象的时候呢，叫做瑞相。那刚好他住那个地方，那个名称叫做瑞相。可是呢，南传禅师问的是说，还看到瑞相吗？
Master Nan Quan then asked, do you still see 瑞相? Which is a pun so translated into auspicious signs. Do you still see auspicious signs? And this is actually a pun, play on of the Chinese character, because auspicious signs usually is generated when someone is really deep and sincere in his or her practice, and they sometimes see images of the Buddha or Bodhisattvas or light. So that is called 瑞相, auspicious signs. But it's also the name of the monastery which Master Zhao Zhou came from. So in a sense, Master Nan Quan is asking this question and also as a pun, asking, do you see auspicious signs?
那他回答就是说，我没有看到瑞相，可是呢，我见到是就是躺下来的佛，就是卧如来啊。因为什么？为什么这样子讲的原因就是说，其实是这个南泉禅师呢，那个时候在休息的时候，他是躺下来这样，他是回答这样子。所以你看这回答呢，就是很厉害的。一个呢，禅师是用一语相关的，然后呢，他回答的时候呢，他也是一语相关的就回答，所以那个对答是很厉害的，就是很对机的这种回答。
So Master Zhao Zhou answered, I don't see auspicious signs, but I see a Buddha that's laid down, a Tathagata that's laid down. Because at the time, Master Nanchun was resting in his abbey room, and he was, in fact, in the laying down position. So, in a sense, Master Zhao Zhou is making a reference to what he's seeing at the present moment. So as you can see, this dialogue is at a very high level of one is playing a pun, asking a very deep question, while the other is also using the themes of the present moment to answer and address the question.
那南泉禅师一听到 他这样子回答的时候呢，马上坐起来，然后呢就问了，你是有主的沙弥呢，还是没有主的沙弥？这个问这句话也是很厉害的。
So upon hearing Master Zhao Zhou's answer, Master Nanchun sat up immediately and became all alert and asking, are you a Shamila? Are you a novice monk with master or without a master?
那这个主的意思呢，也有两层意思，就是说你有没有主人呢？那指这个主人是谁呢？是不是自己就是自己的主人呢？还是你有一位老师在指导你？所以这个也是一语相关的。
So this question actually also contains double meaning by asking whether you have a master or not is at one level asking, do you have a master that's teaching you and you follow someone, or do you actually follow yourself as a master that you have found your inner master?
也就是说你自己是不是自己的主人的意思，所以这个自己是自己的主人是那个程度是很不一样的哦。
So it's asking, are you your own master or not? And whether someone can become one's own master, the level is actually very high.
那这个赵州和尚呢，那个时候还是个这个沙弥啊，就不直接的回答，而是慢慢的走向这个南泉禅师他在坐的位置。哦、然后呢先跟他行个礼、啊、鞠躬顶礼、啊、然后呢他就问了就这么讲、啊、就是说哦，现在天气很冷，就是现在像我们纽约这边那么冷、啊、那个天气啊，就是希望你老和尚呢身体是万福的，是健康的。
So, hearing this question, this novice, monk Zhao Zhou did not answer immediately. Instead, he slowly walked toward, Master Nanchun and prostrated in front of him and then said, the weather is bitterly cold outside. I hope that your health is well and you're healthy and well.
天气就像冬天我们纽约那么冷哦，是不是？
So at that time, the weather is cold, like what we're experiencing right now here in New York.
好，那这里呢，就是这位南泉禅师呢，就知道、哦、这位小沙弥呢，是很有特别的这个根气的、哦、的一位修行人呢，所以呢，就收他为入师的弟子，然后呢，就请人安排他一些工作、哦、
So hearing this going back and forth, and Master Nanchun realized that this young novice monk in front of him and actually is somehow with a very special and very deep guru. And so at that time, Master Nanchun then accepted monk Zhao Zhou as one of his disciples and then assigned him some work and responsibilities.
那从这个故事呢，我们做一些所谓的醒思。那我们是不是我们自己的主人呢
？So based on the story, we can have some reflections. Are we indeed our own masters?
我们想想看哦，我们什么时候能够做主？
Think about it. When can we really be in control?
那我们能够做主的事情是哪几项？
Over what kind of matters or what kind of things do we have control over?
我们能够这个去控制别人，然后呢，有百分之几是可以就是调理、控制或者是整理或者是处理别人呢？一个是就是别人的，第二个呢，我们自己对我们自己的状况呢，有多少百分之几是我们自己能够做主人的？比如说我们病的时候，我们没有办法，有没有办法说我可以做主不要让他病、哦、然后呢，当我们这个生气的时候，有坏的念头的时候，各种各样 的心理的状况的时候，我们能够做主的成分是多少？
Of things that we can control, we can think about it. For other people, can we really control other people? Manage their lives or organize them in some way?Or when you apply these questions to yourself, for our personal conditions and matters, how much of it can we really control? Let's say, for example, if you get sick, can you say, okay, I'll stop being sick? Or when you give rise to anger or some bad thoughts or perhaps other vexations, are you really in control and able to stop them?
我记得有一次呢，我坐飞机。然后呢，坐在我旁边哦，是一个非常胖的一个人。那个飞机的位置呢是很小的，然后他在坐在我旁边的时候呢，他把那个靠手臂的那个拿起来，这样子，他的空间比较多一点了。可是呢，他的那个条腿啊，这个条腿就顶住前面那个位置。啊，我看到他就是很辛苦，坐在那边很辛苦，然后我就被他挤，挤到一边去。
I remember once I was in the airplane, and the person next to me happened to be someone who is actually obese, overweight, extremely so. And so I saw this person squeezing into the seat, and he had to raise the divider between seats to allow himself more space.And then so he spread out that way, and I could also see his legs were like bumping against the seat in front of him. And just observing him, I feel that, wow, it's a lot of work. It's very laborious to be in his situation. And as for me, sitting next to him, I would squeeze all the way to the side.
我也没法做主，他没法做主。我只能够让他，就是多点空间，让他不要那么辛苦而已。
I couldn't be in control, and nor could this person. He couldn't be in control of himself either. So the best I could do is that I could accommodate him so that he wouldn't be in such a, his situation would be eased and he wouldn't be in such a difficult situation.
当然我们在我们的生命的过程里头呢，我们真正能够做主的情况呢，其实是少之又少的，大部分是我们被，所以讲的是我们是被环境所转，而不是说我们来转这个环境的。
So really, when we look at our life, the portion of our life that we can really be in control, it's actually extremely rare.Or very little. Oftentimes we are controlled by our outer environment, and instead of transforming our surroundings, we're actually being transformed by our surroundings.
我们自己的小孩，我们虽然是生他出来，我们好像都能够控制他，可是真正来讲的话呢，我们能够为他做主的成分是多少？我们心里头。应该是很明白的。
So let's say our own kids, we have given birth to these kids, and it may appear that we are sort of in control of their lives. But when you think about it, honestly, how much can we really control? I think you all have an answer already.
那我相信呢，大家都可以透过这个故事呢，去好好的思考一下，究竟我们能够做主的是多少？那如果是真的是能够很清楚的知道，第一个是要先清楚的知道自己能够做主的成分是多少，然后呢，就是说在开始去，我相信呢，大家其实已经开始了，在寻找怎么样改善我们自己。
So through this story, these examples I've provided, we can use it as a venue for self-reflection. And we can think about our own situation. How much are we really in control? So first, we have to be clear about the proportion of our life that we're truly in control. We have no illusion about it first. And then we can start, after having a clear understanding, assessing our current situation, then go beyond that and start thinking about ways to actually make changes and improvement. And I think many of you are already on that path.
也就是说，如果是学那个打坐也好，然后呢，慢慢参加禅修也好，那其实是我们是往这个方向走的，因为师父曾经说过，就是说我们学禅修的就学着怎么去自己做自己的主人。
So whether you practice in meditation or engage in other kind forms of chan practice, these are all ways toward getting better control of your life. And this is indeed what Shifu had told us, that the cultivation of chan practice is a way to gaining more control of yourself.
好，这个故事呢，给大家可以这个做一个思考哈。那另外一个呢，我们看看的，我们看看的，光是这个故事哈，古时候的老师他们的那个境界哈，很可想而知，他是怎么样的一个情况啊？如果是开悟的哈，他们怎么样都是自己的主人，就是很清楚的。啊，这个是第一个是那个是禅师的境界。
So using this story again, use it as a venue for your a point for your own reflection. Another insight that we can derive from the story is that we can sort of take a peek at the level of these great masters by tuning into the dialogue they have. We can gauge at the level that they are at, which is beyond our comprehension, really.
那在这里头呢，我们可能会有一些想法，就是说为什么这个昭州禅师，当南泉禅师问他这个是不是你自己就是你自己的主人呢的时候呢，他不直接回答，而是说问候这个南泉禅师，你身体好吗？就希望你身体是健康的。那这里头呢，是其实是很微妙的东西，那这个呢，大家也可以说稍微做一点斟酌或思考，怎么回事。
So by looking at these stories, it may trigger a lot of questions that we may have. For instance, why is that when Master Nan Quan asked Zhao Zhou, are you your own master? Do you have master? That Master Zhao Zhou did not respond, give a direct answer. And instead, Zhao Zhou approached Master Nan Quan, prostrated, and then said, I hope your body is well, that you're healthy and well. So why is that? So what's going on inside? There's actually a lot of subtleties and intricacies that's inviting us to investigate and think along a little bit further.
其实很多禅宗里头的祖师跟弟子的对话，如果是我们的经验，我们的修行的程度还没有到的时候呢，我们是没办法了解他们的对话在讲什么的。
So actually, a lot of these dialogues, if our level is not there yet, it's actually pretty incomprehensible to us.
我记得有一次师父，我们师父在那个东处禅师有上课，晚上上课，然后呢，他讲一些这个禅宗的故事。那一般常常跟随师父的这个弟子们啊，那个时候啊，好像 Harry Miller 也在啊，这个他们也在哈、啊，的时候呢，这个上课完以后，师父都问，哎，了解了吗？能够知道吗？然后大部分的早期跟随师父的，他们都了解。可是呢，他问到另外一位，就是说某某人的一个他的女朋友的时候呢，他女朋友说，不知道在讲什么。
So whether you're able to understand the story actually depends on your level. So I remember once years ago when Shifu was giving teachings here at Chan Meditation Center, and it was at night, and he went through several of these Chan stories. And at the end of the class, he asked the students in front of the audience whether they understood. And some of you were actually present there, such as Harry Miller here and some others. So those people who have been following Shifu for a very long time, they mostly said, yes, they understood. But when Shifu turned to someone else who's a girlfriend that just happened to join the talk, whether she understood. And she said, I am completely lost. I don't know what you were talking about.
好，那这个赵州禅师呢，继续跟南泉禅师修学哈，就跟着他学习，每天的学习。那有一次呢，赵州呢去请教他的老师，说如何是道啊？怎么样才是道？这个道呢是这个修道的道啊，这条路的意思啊。修行的条路怎么样是那个道路呢？或者是怎么样才是那个真正的我们所认知的所谓的那个路是什么样的？那个 path 是怎么样的？
So then Zhao Zhou, after becoming a disciple of Nanquan, Master Nanquan, then every day study really hard, follow everybody's schedule. And one day he approached Master Nanquan again and requesting an answer for this. What is the path of cultivation? Asking, so what is it? What is cultivation? And what is the real path for our practice?
那南泉禅师呢就回答说，平常心是道。这句话呢，我想中国人呢，就是其实常常听过的，平常心是道。那什么样才叫做平常心呢？
And the answer Master Nanquan gave is the everyday mentality, everyday mindset is the path of cultivation. And this phrase is probably very familiar to most Chinese speaking people in this audience. But what does this everyday mentality really mean?
那大家可能会说，就是平常的生活嘛，就是这样，是不是真的这样
？Does it mean the daily activities? Is that what it's referring to? Is it true?
那赵州禅师呢就问了，那还有别的更深的东西进去吗？就是说，我们讲的是个平常心，那它究竟是不是还有什么东西更深入一点呢？那禅师就是说，就是南泉禅师就是说，如果还有什么别的哈，那就不对了。
So upon hearing this, Master Zhao Zhou asked, "So you talk about this some ordinary or everyday mentality. Is there anything more? Is there anything deeper than this?" And then Master Nanquan then answer, if there's anything in addition to this, then those are all wrong.
可是呢，这个赵州禅师还是不了解，所以他说呢， 如果是这样子，我怎么知道什么是道啊？
But Master Zhao Zhou still couldn't understand. So he asked, well, if it's just this everyday or ordinary mentality, if that's it, then how would I know what is really the path or not the path?
南泉禅师就回答了，就是说这个道呢不属于知道的，就是你不可以说啊我知道的怎么样，可是呢它也不属于不知道，知也不对，然后不知也不对、哦、然后呢他就解释了，知道的知、啊、就是我们的妄觉，就是我们妄念，平常的妄念里头所想的所认知的这些呢叫知，这个大家都有嘛，大家都知道嘛。可是呢如果是不知的时候呢，也就是不知道的时候呢，这个呢叫做无记，也就是说我们的意识里头如果是不清楚的时候，糊里糊涂不清楚的，那就变成无记，那这两个都不对 哦。所以呢如果是真正的达到了所谓的没有一点所谓的怀疑的程度的时候呢，就是这个道呢就像什么，像太虚一样，太虚哦，然后呢空阔的广大的，就不能够说是非这个事情了，就不能够说啊就是这样子、啊、不是这样子，他已经离开了这个所谓的这个对错也好，或者是说是这个样子，这个肯定是这样子，或者是这个不是这样子，不应该是这样子，我们只要有相对的哈，就不对了，就不是了。这里啊其实是还蛮难的，还蛮难去了解。
So Master Nanquan then answered, this path cannot be known or understood, nor can it be not known nor not understood. It's actually also sort of a pun in Chinese, 知道. It's actually two characters. And the first character, 道, the second character is the path, but the first character, 知, over here, Master Nanquan went into a deeper explanation of this first character of 知, or this awareness. To have this awareness is actually a false, illusory awareness. So that's not it. Yet, at the same time, if you do not have this awareness, unaware, then your mind becomes unclear and muddied. So it's neither of these two polar ends of knowing this understood or knowing or not knowing. And so once you get to the true understanding where there's no further questions and you know what it is, it's almost as if it's like in a vast empty space. And when you're at that state, anything that's concerning relativity no longer matters. There's no sense of right or wrong, yes or no, that this is the path or this is not the path. It doesn't, those kind of notions does not confine this true understanding.
这里所讲的就是说，这个道如果是能够真的能够解释，能够让人家看到的时候呢，它只是一个方便法，它不是真正的那个东西。
So what is also trying to say is that if this path or of cultivation can be explained or can be taught, then at best it's only a expedient. It's not the ultimate truth. It's an expedient, a means of teaching.
真正的就是要自己去体会，诶，它是怎么回事？那这个所谓体会呢，它就离开了，完完全全扫掉我们所平常所用的那些什么思考、思辨、对啊、错啊等等。我们 我们如果是没有真正体会的时候呢，是真的不知道这是怎么回事的。
So to reach this true understanding, it's only through experience. It's experiential based understanding. It transcends our normal frames of reference, transcends our normal ways of thinking or articulation or making distinctions. It can only be known by experience.
那、啊、这里呢是套用一句佛法里头所讲的。不可思不可议、哦、
So the phrase that we can use here is also a common phrase in the Buddhist scripture canon, which is it's incomprehensible and unthinkable.
不可思我们没有办法用我们平常的那种思考的方式来去想到一个答案。然后呢也不能够是真正的去在那边讨论议也就是议论啊就是啊是这样的、啊、是这样子啊然后呢去除了什么东西啊等等等等啊就是讨论讨论讨论然后呢就出了一个答案啊这个就是可是这个也要离开的。
So this phrase is referring to the true answer cannot be obtained through means of, say, thinking, logical thinking. You cannot get to an answer this way. Nor can it be achieved through, discussion or having a debate about it. That's also not how you get the true answer.
所以呢大家可能会想那是怎么样我都没有办法用语言用文字也不行然后呢思辨也不行那究竟什么样呢
So you may then be wondering, so what is it? What is it like? And tell me, because if you can't use language nor can you use thinking, logical thinking to get at it, then how would I know what it is?
所以禅宗呢就是有一个方法叫做参叫你去参可是不准用思考的不准用逻辑的不准用什么名字等等来去可是呢你就是要参出来那究竟是什么
So in Chan, there's this particular method called investigating 话头 where you have to investigate. So what is it? What is it?And you're not allowed to think, you're not allowed to use logic, and you're not allowed to name it. Yet still, what is it?
那因此呢，我们回到前面这个故事，就是说，当南泉禅师问这个赵州禅师的时候，你是有主沙弥呢，还是无主沙弥？啊，他回答是。有主沙弥他回答是诶有主的可是呢他继续问下去的时候说哪个是你的主啊他在问下去的时候呢他就回答了他没有直接回答而是说上前就是问候他这个希望你身体健康这样的这里我们就看到了、哦、是有一点点这个味道看得出来
So here, again, going back to the story, when Master Nanquan asked Master Zhao Zhou, are you a novice with Master or not? And his answer, Master Zhao Zhou's answer, yes, a novice with Master. And then he went on to ask, who's your Master? And at that point, then Master Zhao Zhou did not give a direct answer. He approached,Master Nanquan seat prostrated and then say, I wish you well. This exchange, is already giving you some hint of all the subtleties and this unspeakable truth that's, all embedded in this exchange.
那么我们讲到这里的时候大家就还在想怎么讲那么久还没有讲到这个狗这个事情。
You may be thinking, well, isn't dog part of the topic, and how come you haven't gone to it?
哦，是不是要听什么狗的故事？
Are you still waiting for a dog story?
哦，好，那我们就进入这个狗的这个故事。
Okay, we'll get back to stories about dogs.
为什么呢？为什么要这样子这个长篇大论的讲了几十分钟都还没有讲到狗呢就是让大家知道、哦、这个 禅师是多厉害的，他跟随一个很厉害的禅师，然后呢他变成很厉害的禅师，然后才讲到主题，这个有关这个狗这个故事。
Why does it take me so long to get to the point, to get to the story about dog? Well, that was done for purpose. I'm trying to establish, to tell you how superior, how great this master Zhao Zhou is. He followed a great master himself, and he later became a great master. And then, now we're going to talk about this dog story that's generated by Master Zhao Zhou, this great master.
所以有一天呢，那我们就可 只能够说是说，哎，那个时候呢是赵州禅师已经成为一个能够带领别人能够指导别人的很厉害的禅师，然后呢就是有一天有一位出家众啊来就问赵州和尚说，狗子有没有佛性啊？
So one day, and when is this one day? That's one day when Master Zhao Zhou had already become a great master. He's already giving teachings and guiding people's practice. So this one day, someone approached him and asked him this question. Do dogs have Buddha nature? Does a dog have Buddha nature?
赵州和尚呢是马上回答，一点都没有犹豫，就是回答说，无。就是没有的意思。
Without any hesitation, Master Zhao Zhou said, no.
那我们知道啊，这个学生当然也是不简单的，因为什么？为什么他明明知道其实是在涅槃经里头有讲过的，就是说一切众生都有佛性。那所以他就回答是，就是觉得这个回答不满了，他就说就是从佛一切诸佛呢，然后一直到那个最低级的蚂蚁哈，都有佛性，为什么狗没有佛性？
Well, for someone to generate a question to begin with, we also know this disciple isn't just average Joe. He actually has some cultivation as well. Because obviously, he had already known that in the Nirvana Sutra, it talks about all sentient beings have Buddha nature. So, up all the way to Buddha and down all the way down to ants and little bugs and insects, that everyone has Buddha nature. So, this disciple was then become very dissatisfied with the answer. Well, why do everyone have Buddha nature, but dogs don't have Buddha nature? Why is that?
那其实这个通常我们在参加禅修的时候啊，这个故事呢就讲到这里而已，它没有下面的。
Usually when we are doing Chan practice or meditation retreats, this is as far as we go with the story. We don't go on to the next part.
为什么没有继续下去呢？就是因为如果是参加这个所谓的化头期的时候呢，这句话呢就变成一个疑问，说我们就在问什么是无，究竟什么是无，这是这样子的一个方法啊。那个这个话头的方法呢，是不准用逻辑思考思辨，然后呢不准用这个你从经典里头看到了一些答案啊，而是你要去好好的去参这个无字。那这个呢是禅宗里头叫做你学禅呢，你参哪一个，那你就说我参的是什么是无，参一个无字。
So usually during meditation retreats, especially if you use the method of investigating 话头, this story then is turned, it stops here, and then you turn that into a question, that why do dogs not have Buddha nature? What is 无, meaning not have Buddha nature, 无, what is 无? This becomes a question, then you continue to investigate it. And in this practice, you are not allowed to resort to logical thinking, analyze, intellectual analysis. You're not supposed to refer to any Buddhist text to get an answer. You're supposed to just keep investigating.
那请问一下，我们这边有没有人参这个什么是无这个字啊？
So is there any of you in the audience that investigate this question? What is 无？
没人举手，那就是回答了无。
So nobody raised their hand. So your answer is then it's just 无。That's the answer.
那这个无字哈，就是英文叫说什么 ？Nothingness.
So translated into English is nothingness.
好，所以呢，其实我们这里有人唱了，就是我们的法师有唱了。什么是参话头的？什么是无哈？这里的话呢，现在解释下去的时候呢，就变成破解这个话头，所以要问一下有没有人在用话头，结果没有人用，所以呢，还是比较放心的，可以继续讲下去。
There are actually people, some of you here do investigate this, like some of our Dharma masters that investigate this 话头 but I'm actually going to go on to continue.And to continue this story, we'll actually provide you with an answer and sort of undo this puzzle. But since none of you raise your hand, I can continue with peace of mind.
所以呢，早周禅师呢就回答说，因为他这指的是狗，因为这只狗呢，它有业识，业识，意思就是我们的业力嘛，那他的业识还是在的，就是因为这个原因，所以就没有看到他的佛性了，所以他的佛性就不显现了。
So Master Zhao Zhou continued to answer and explain his answer, saying the reason why I said dogs do not have Buddha nature is because the dog still carry its own karma.And because of this, his karma, then the Buddha nature is not manifested.
这个回答呢就没意思了，那他没法用话头，真可惜。
This answer is kind of boring. That by having this answer, then it sort of stops people from able to use it as a 话头, which is very intriguing.
太容易了。
Too easy. The answer comes too easily.
其实前面有讲了，就是说我们真的用话头的方法的时候呢，不可以用什么这个思考逻辑等等。所以呢，就算是我回答是这样子的时候呢，我已经用了逻辑了，对不对？已经用了让大家认知了。所以呢，真的是对话头有兴趣的时候呢，还是可以继续用。
As I've explained earlier, when you are actually using this method of investigating 话头, you're not supposed to resort to analytical thinking or references from the sutra. So in that case, right here, me finishing the story, giving you the answer, that's already involved language, thinking, and logic. So those you're not supposed to use in your investigation. So even if you know this sutra-based answer, you can still go back to use your own 话头. And investigate.
那从这个故事呢，我们就又是再一次的去做一个反省，说我们的业啊，究竟是怎么的重法，就是有多重啊。
So using this part of the story, we can again conduct a self-reflection.And to question ourselves, so exactly how severe or heavy our karma is that's preventing Buddha nature to manifest.
我们这个从出生到现在这个过程里头，我们可以检视一下我们哪些业力是比较严重的，哪些业力是哪一方面是比较轻的啊，我们可以做个检讨。
So we can actually self-examine, and at least from birth to this present moment, we can think back and try to analyze or try to examine what kind of karma do I have more that's habitual pattern, and what type of karma has less of an impact on me.
在人际的关系里头，在家庭里头，我们自己跟自己的父母，我们自己跟自己的兄弟姐妹之间的那些互动，我们哪一些是什么样的状况呢？我们清楚吗？
Just look at the interaction you have with your family, with your parents, with your siblings, with your spouse. Are you clearly aware of the interaction? What kind of, how would you characterize it?
也就是说，从这里头呢，我们其实是可以很清楚的去检视一下自己，就是光是跟我们自己家人啊的那些关系，我们都可以看得出来，为什么有些父母呢是对某一些兄弟姐妹呢特别的讨厌，然后呢有一些呢是特别的喜爱呢，很多很多状况的哈，然后有的人是身体是健康的，有的身体是不健康的，很多状况，每一个人都不一样，光是在家庭里头就有不同的状况。
Just within this microcosm of a family interaction, you can already have a lot of reflections and observe, and try to decipher the relationships. Why is that that, someone have this certain kind of relationship? Why do parents favor some over some kids over others? Or why do certain family members, why are they healthier? And why is the other person more sickly? Just from a small circle, of familial relationship, you can already, do a lot of reflection.
然后呢，在我们学习，就是上学校的过程里头，我们跟我们的同班的同学之间的一些互动，它告诉我们一些什么样的状况呢？我们所受到的一些所谓的业力的牵引，它是什么样的情形呢？我们对某一些同学他们之间，我们跟他之间的那些关系，那些互动，到其他的同学之间人的互动，男的女的等等，各种各样的情况都有。
At school, in your years of being in school, there are also specific types of relationship that emerges, that your specific relationship with this one person, how does it compare or relate and affect your relationship with another person, with female classmates, with male classmates, etc. There's a lot that could be learned from examining these relationships and spotting the patterns.
然后呢，出来工作也好，做生意也好，我们所遭遇到的事情是怎么样？很多时候呢很顺畅，很多时候呢是非常多的挫折，然后这个过程里头我们又认知到了些什么。
Similarly, at work, all sorts of situations may arise. Sometimes things may be easy and you achieve success easily, but other times, you encounter a lot of different obstacles. So what kind of situations came up and how do you react to it and how did you learn from it? Again, these are all jewels of insight.
然后呢，我们在我们的过程生命的过程里头，环境给予我们的一些什么样的一些状况啊？有些时候呢是比较严重的天灾啊也好，人祸也好，战争也好，等等等等。这些呢，其实都在告诉我们一些什么样的情形。
Even extending it to a larger environment, a larger surrounding, that what has been given to us or that we're confronted with, sometimes it's more severe and serious at larger scale, like natural calamities. And there, sometimes it's smaller and affects a narrower scope. But what kind of phenomenon is being generated and how do we react to it?
所以呢，光是从这个故事里头，就是狗子有没有佛性，他回答是没有，然后呢的原因就是因为业识，我们的就是这个我们的意识的事哈，就是因为我们有这个所谓的业力的关系，才会变成狗。那所以呢是 借这个故事呢，自己可以做一些这个反省。
So again, from this story, first having the question whether dog have Buddha nature, the answer was no Buddha nature. And why is that? Because the dog has a lot of karma. That's why the Buddha nature is not manifested. Or a being has been reborn as dog. So from a story like this, it can also provide us a vantage point for further reflection about our own karma.
接下来这个狗的故事呢，还没完，还可以再讲。
This is not the end of the dog story. There's a lot more to say.
那有一次呢，有一个也是有一位出家人啊，是 ，You have questions?
Clarify what the connection is between the question, does a dog have Buddha nature, which I understand can't be thought about in any of the ordinary modes of thinking, and then this process of analyzing karmic issues in our own life. How does analyzing karmic issues in our own life make it easier? How does analyzing karmic issues in our own experience make it easier for us to reach the state of mind that allows us to come up with an answer to the question, does a dog have Buddha nature? That actually is the kind of answer people who are practicing Chan are looking for. I mean, see, the way this worked when I was listening to it, it seemed to me that that's what the discussion of the karma in your life was meant to do, but maybe I just missed something there. I don't know. Did we move to another topic?
So let me translate it into Chinese first. 刚刚的问题是说，我们从问狗子有没有佛性这件事情，然后回答无。那这个答案本来是可以用来当做一个话头来参。然后另外后来我们又讲到说用这个当做一个了解或者是省思自己的一些业力还有我们生活层面的事情，这两个之间有什么关系呢？当我们多了解自己的业力方面这些问题的时候，对我们参话头这件事情有什么实质上的帮助呢？
那从这里呢，我们要先了解什么叫做参话头的这个方法。那刚刚讲过的哈，在参话头的时候呢，只是允许的哈，就是它有一个叫做游戏的规则，不可以用思考，不可以用逻辑等等来回答啊。所以呢，我们要清楚的是这个先清楚的是参话头这个方法，因为这个。为什么要用这个方法呢？其实是祖师，尤其其实是中国的禅师啊，他们发展出来的一个方法，要断除我们一般人的所谓逻辑的思考等等啊，思辨等等的，那个就是不是这个真正的答案，它只是一个什么方便法。所以呢，在用话头的方法的时候呢，是不准用思考的，这个一定要先清楚。
One of the most important thing right now is first to be clear about the game rule of investigating 话头, which disallow investigators to use logical thinking, analytical skills, or internal debate, or whatnot, or sutra references to answer this question. So, and this rule has been passed down from past patriarchs because it's important for us to break from our usual ways of thinking, you know, because the thinking aspect is not it. So,
what I don't understand is how thinking about your own karma in your own past life isn't one of the forbidden types of intellectualization, and that's what I don't understand.
Bill 菩萨会说这方面我都清楚了，可是我不清楚的是那为什么我们还要去思考我们自己的业力，这个对于话头的 参话头这件事情有什么帮助？
因为现在呢是一个所谓的 public talk， 它不是教人去禅修，所以呢我们在讲用这个故事的时候呢，只是借用一个狗这个故事来跟大家呈现佛法里头啊，比如说你是不是自己的主人呢、啊、比如说这个是什么样是叫做不可思不舍不可议啊，这是一般的这个演讲的对大众的。所以呢现在要讲到这个狗的时候呢，其实是让我们透过这个故事呢了解一下我们自己有多少的缺点哦，所以呢是一种引导法，所以它不是来讲这个话头怎么用哦。
The nature of this talk is for public. It's a public talk, so it's not a meditation retreat talk. So we are just using the story as a stepping stone to highlight some of the main concepts in Buddhism, like reflecting about who's in control or about karma. And so the audience for this talk is the general public. And so this is not, we're not using the story at this time to investigate, for China investigation at this point. So it's a different focus.
然后呢透过这个故事，如果是你这个样子，因为我们下面还有这个狗，还有关这个狗的这个事情，那透过这个故事里头你真正的得到什么答案的时候呢，那也不是，因为它是透过认知了解思考而出来的，那也不是真正的那个所谓的这个参话头的答案，所以这两个要很清楚的分开来讲。
So we're going to continue with the story, and there are actually more references about dogs, which is connected to this year's theme. But we do have to be clear that whatever insights we derive from listening to the story or thinking about the story, those insights are still not it. That's not the answer of investigation.
是两个事情是分开来讲的。
Two separate matters. Don't conflate them.
Okay. 好，谢谢你哈，很好，这个提出这个问题。
Thank
you. 所以呢，我们再继续讲这个狗那个事情哈。
Thank you for the question, and we're going to continue with the story.
Thank you for the answer. 同样的哈，又有另外一位出家人就来跑来问昭珠禅师说，狗子还有没有法？
So another disciple came and asked again, so do dogs have Buddha nature? This is from another disciple.
然后呢这次呢就是昭珠禅师也是很不犹豫的很快的说有。
This time around, without any hesitation, Master Zhao Zhou then answered, yes.
他还是不了解。哦，还不满这个答案就说，既然有佛性了，为什么还要变成一只狗这样子。
And so this other disciple again is also baffled and further questioning, if a dog has Buddha nature, then why has he not become a Buddha yet?
还是这个狗的身份。
Why is it still a dog?
所以呢禅师就回答说，因为哦，是什么？明知故犯。
And that is because he's repeating his own mistakes.
明知故犯这个成语大家知道吗？
This is actually a phrase, a idiomatic phrase in Chinese that you know it, but you still do it.
那这里呢就是也是这个故事就讲到这里了，所以这个故事呢要给我们一个什么样的一个启示呢，就是说我们究竟在我们的生命里头，我们有多少时候，很多时候或者少的时候呢， 是很多事情我们在做的时候呢，我们是明明知道了不对了，我们还是继续做下去。
So the story ends here. But then again, this is another way point for us to enter self-reflection. How often in our life do we keep repeating our mistakes? We know we shouldn't do it, but we still do it. Does this happen a lot or does it happen infrequently?
这个很普遍的例子，比如说这个喜欢喝酒的人，没关系啊，我再多喝一杯吧。这个还是小事呢，可是呢，有很多时候呢是已经成瘾了，中毒了，就是继续做下去，那就是明知故犯哦。然后呢，喜欢赌博的人也是一样哦，一定要怎么样拼到赢，不赢不走的。他这个我们就有这种心态啊，然后呢，人叫做倾家荡产，都是这样子。然后呢，开始的时候，这个另外一个是，毒品呢。我们开始的时候想试试看，说有我的朋友就是说，你这个这么大了，你都没有试过这个什么东西，你是活着是浪费的啊！你试试看呢，就试了几下子就喜欢了，慢慢这样就你就接上了，人家看到你就知道你吸毒的时候就给你卖毒品。然后呢，有关于色的啊，就是喜欢的。男女的美色啊，这些等等，这个是最普遍的，就是我们最喜欢的。我们动一个念头就喜欢看什么帅哥跟美女，是不是？我们心里头动那个念头就是这样子。啊，贪呢，贪很多钱呢，这些等等，这个我们习惯。可是很多时候是，其实是我们很多时候是明知故犯的，所以那只狗才是狗嘛。
There are ample evidence in our everyday life. Alcohol, for instance. A lot of people say that's okay, just one sip or just one cup. And that's perhaps a small matter, but sometimes people just become alcoholic and they couldn't stop themselves. So that's one example. Second example is related to gambling. For people who are addicted to gambling, they just can't quit until they win. And that's the mentality that you get stuck to this notion that I have to win before I stop.And then, you know, you go down the road of destruction. And similarly with intoxicants, drugs. Maybe as a friend or two would say, hey, you've been living all these years and you have never tried this. What kind of life are you leading? What a waste. You should really try this. So you thought, oh, give it a shot. And then you try it, you like it, become addicted. And then people would know that you're addicted and start selling you more drugs.The fourth one it has to do with relationships or this attachment to sexual desires. And this is one of the most common, most prevalent, and most basic type of attachment that we like to see beautiful girls and handsome dudes. And our attention is attracted to those very quickly, and that's what we're drawn to.And the last one is greed, that we could be greedy for money or for many, many different things. So all these could become our habitual patterns, habits. And then we know it, that that's wrong, but we still make the same mistakes. We still follow the same path. And that is why a dog is still a dog.
可是虽然是狗啊，也就是说当他没有佛性，然后呢，所以他是一只狗。然后呢，我们知道呢，他是有佛性，可是呢，他也是狗。那我们也知道，这从这个故事里头呢，告诉我们为什么虽然是有佛性，他是只狗。那这里主要是问题是什么？就是说，知道了，错了。能不能够改其实很重要，能不能够改善自己的生活、个性、习惯等等，是不是可以改？
So the second part of the story where, yes, dogs do have Buddha nature, but it's not a Buddha because of its habitual patterns. So the lesson in here for us is that it's okay to make mistakes, but when we make mistakes, do we know to correct it? Are we willing to correct it?
有一些习惯呢，其实比较容易改的。有一些习惯呢，是要花很多精力，那个心呢要非常的坚持，然后呢还要什么？还要发下一个很重的所谓的这个誓愿啊，要真的是决心去做去改，才能改变。
Some habits are relatively easy to change, but there are some other habits that requires a lot more work, that it will take a lot of determination, persistence, and it will require you to actually generate a very significant big vow, as well as to be extremely determined and put in a lot of work to correct those habits.
如果是真的是能够做到，我们回到前面那个故事哈，就是说真能够做到自己是自己的主人的时候呢，这些问题就不是问题了。
But if we are really able to relating back to the first part of the story, to be our own master, to be our own master in all these different aspects, then all these habitual patterns will no longer present themselves as a problem.
那另外有一位禅师呢，叫做无门禅师，他写了写一首诗啊，那首诗可能大家也是蛮熟悉的。这首诗呢，也变成什么？也变成了一个歌曲。春有百花，秋有月，听过吗？夏有凉风，冬有雪，若无闲事挂心头，便是人间好时节。
So, this brings us to this poem written by another Chan master, Chan master Wu Men. He wrote this poem, which is familiar to a lot of Chinese speaking people.And actually, this poem has been turned into a song later on. And this here's a translation of the song, the poem. There are hundreds of flowers in spring. There's the brilliant moon in autumn. There's the cool breezes in summertime. And there's the fluttering snow in winter. If the mind is unattached to unrelated or to any matters, then it will be prime time in this very human realm.
好，这首诗呢，听起来很舒服哈，也很容易了解。那这个呢是什么样的一个境界呢？其实这些境界真的是也是不容易啊，尤其是什么若无闲事挂心头这句话呢，可以变成我们的一个修行的一个提醒。若无闲事挂心头，便是人间好时节。那当我们发现到我们很多事情是牵牵挂挂的时候呢，我们可不可以把它马上这个不要牵牵挂挂呢？做得到吗？做得到，不是不做不到，做得到的。心念一转，这个境啊，就完完全全不一样。
So this poem, sounds good, and it makes you brings this to us this peace of mind, calmness of mind. But it can actually also serve as a good reminder or a direction for our practice, especially this third phrase, that if the mind is unattached to any matters or to unrelated matters, then it will be prime time or a wonderful time in this very human realm. So this practice of the mind being unattached.To unrelated or to different sort of matters. Can we really do it? Are we really in charge? If we find ourselves being entangled in different kinds of thoughts and vexations, are we able to really just cut it off and let go immediately? If you're really able to practice that, then it will be prime time.
那春天 的花，春天开，到处都花开嘛，大家都很欢喜。好，可是有的人说，春天这个花真讨厌，因为什么样？我一直有那个所谓的黑 fever， 一直打喷嚏，很讨厌。
So, the first phrase of the poem says there are hundreds of flowers in springtime. Usually, springtime, feels good. Flowers are beautiful. But to some people, having all these flowers blooming at the same time, it becomes very bothersome because of hay fevers and allergies.
然后当然这个秋天那个月亮是特别哈，特别的明亮哈，就是看起来就很舒服的温，这个那个光线是很温和温柔的，不像太阳那样子那么烈。那所以呢是也是一个舒服的状态。然后呢夏天就是有凉风吹来就很舒服。可是你一想啊，如果夏天很热的时候你也受不了，那就是不少时间了嘛齁。
In the autumn, there's the moon glowing the sky, and it's especially bright usually in the autumn time, and the light is very gentle and calming and soothing. Versus also in summer, though, in summer there are cold breezes. If the cool breezes are blowing, then you feel good and you're in a comfortable situation. But when it's hot, then you start getting annoyed at the hot weather. So if that's the case, then you are not experiencing a prime or good comfortable time.
冬天来了，下雪了，很严重。昨天这个下了比较大的雪嘛，然后我看到那个树上面，这个树是没有叶子的，可是呢看到很多白花。大家有没有看到白花？是那个雪形成的花变成白花，所以呢那个感觉是每一个人的那个感受啊是不大一样的。你看到可能是。是冷死我受不了感冒啊什么的，那每个人的心情是不一样的。那这里所讲的是什么呢？春夏秋冬的各种各样的变化，可是呢其实这里头呢是也是一种一种这个环境的一种过程啊。春夏秋冬它季节的变化，那我们这里生命呢就什么，就是生老病死。
So similarly, in winter time, there's snow. Yesterday, it snowed quite hard. And to me, when I walk outside, I look at the trees, and the trees are, all the leaves have fallen out, but it looks like they have white flowers at the treetops, which are not real flowers, but are snow. But for some people, maybe all this snow and the winter is just very uncomfortable and it's too cold.So it really depends on the perceiver of how you respond to your surrounding. And so spring, summer, autumn, and winter, it's a natural progression in nature. And similarly, in our human life cycle, there's birth, the growing up, and getting sick, and eventually passing away.
所以呢，这个引用啊，这个我们的大诗人苏轼啊，他两句话是“月有阴晴圆缺”，对不对？“人有悲欢离合”，这是他两句的。可是佛法里头呢，是讲了什么呢？接下来是“命有生老病死”，然后呢，物质哈、啊，就是这物质的世界呢，有成住坏空，然后呢，事情。就有成败得失，然后呢更深一点的更进一步的话呢，念头就是有生住意灭。
So we're going to borrow a very popular phrase from a great poet, 苏东坡苏轼。 He said, the moon wings and wanes, and in human lives people come together and departAs for our human lives, again, we go through the cycle of birth, aging, sickness, and death. And as for physical matters, it comes to existence, it stays, and it gradually decays and degenerates. And as with phenomenon or any kind of conditions and situations, there's the notions of success or failure, and gains and losses. And as to our thoughts go through the cycles of coming to existence, abiding, changing, and cessation. So, knowing all these are natural cycles of different kind at different levels. The point is to understand impermanence and to experience this impermanence.
去了解这个无常，然后真正的去体验这个无常。其实我们每一天面对的都是无常的事情，可是呢，我们的心有没有办法真的是去体悟到这种无常的变化呢？
So it's very important for us to understand the nature of impermanence and then to experience impermanence. We, in our everyday life, everything that we go through is impermanence. But are we really able to stay in the moment and experience and gain insight from these impermanence?
通常如果是常常听演讲的哈，每一次听到这个无常啊，很多人都是觉得没有新意哈，就没有新的东西，怎么讲来讲去老是讲无常，然后听的耳朵都出油了。
For some of you who come to these talks often, you may feel that you always talk about impermanence. There's nothing new. Don't you have any new topics? So come on, give me something more interesting and more novel.
可是这个是事实，然后呢，我们有没有真正的去体会这个无常，并不是都坏哦，不是这个意思，而是说它这里一直在变坏的就变好的，也可能啊，对不对？因为是无常嘛，好的它也变坏的，可是呢，这个现象本身它是无常，然后我们身体的各种各样的变化呢，它也是无常。那你努力的时候，你身体就非常健康，然后你心态一转变的时候呢，哎，它也是无常，对不对？它变化，对不对？
So, we talk about impermanence, and you said that yes, we talk about it too many times already. But then, it's the reality. It's a fact. So, are you really experiencing it? Are you living it? Are you trying to understand it? And when we talk about impermanence, it's not all bad.It just means that phenomena are always changing. Something bad could become something good. Something good could become something bad. And the phenomena, the nature of phenomena is impermanent. Our physical condition is impermanent. Our mental condition is impermanent. It's always changing.
所以不要听到无常很讨厌。
Don't turn against this concept of impermanence or thinking that it's just same old talk and there's nothing new to it.
好，那在这里呢，跟大家分享一个继承法师啊，他用前面这两句“春有百花，秋有月，夏有凉风，冬有雪”，他写了两句哈，那两句叫做“坚”，就是坚强的“坚”了，“坚如寒梅”。清如蓝，就是都用那个花的物质哈、啊，这个、啊、花蕊来形容啊，坚如寒梅，清如蓝，洁如青竹，幽如菊，啊，他只配上这两句啊，那我就觉得这两句其实很有那种鼓励的作用。
So using, I'm going to now share a phrase written by Master Ji Cheng Fa Shi. He followed the first part of the poem that I just shared with you, which I'm going to repeat. There's hundreds of flowers in spring. There's a brilliant moon in autumn. There are cool breezes in summertime, and there's a fluttery snow in winter. So following that, Master Ji Cheng wrote this.Be firm like plum flowers in wintertime. Be as pure as the orchids. And have integrity in the same way as green bamboos. And to be at ease and at peace, just like the chrysanthemum.
那我们时间就快要到了，所以呢其实今年其实我们讲的是我们法鼓山的 那个啊、这个我们每一年都有一句话嘛哈，叫做什么平安无事哈，那就是希望大家能够天天平安，天天无事。能够做到天天平安，天天无事的时候呢，这个不只是一个手指竖起来，而是很多个手指竖起来。希望大家这样子哈，我们是一种祝福嘛，希望大家呢天天平安，天天无事。
So, our time is almost up. So, the phrase that Master Ji Chen wrote is actually good for encouragement for our own practice. So, as a conclusion for today's talk, every year we have these phrases that's printed on the red paper, and this year's is peace and 无事, without worries.Without troubles, peace and without troubles. And so from here, I wish that every day will be in peace and every day will be without trouble and the mind is unattached. And if you're really able to reach this level, then it's not just one thumb up, it's going to be many, many thumbs up for you. And so I'll use this as a New Year's wish for all of you.
所以今天很多故事都可以让大家去回味一下哈。第一个是什么？大家记得口气有佛性，自己是不是自己的主人啊、哦？对不对？然后第二个呢，狗有两个嘛，哈，是不是无？不只是无，是不是我们的业事我们要检讨的？然后呢，第三个呢，是不是明知故犯？对不对？我们很多事情是不是明知故犯啊、哦？然后呢还有什么、还希望是不是能够无事挂心头，便是人间好时节，然后呢能够平安无事，是这样子吗？哈
So we've I shared several stories with you today. Do you remember them? And these are all things that you can mull over as time goes by as a point for self-reflectionSo the first one is, can you be your own master? The second one is related to whether dogs have Buddha nature, and that's related to the issues of karma and habitual patterns. And the other one is whether you're able to correct your own mistakes, whether you're willing to correct your mistakes. And the fourth point is, when we are not troubled by any other matters, not unattached, then it will be the prime time in this human realm. And lastly,As our goal, we hope that we will all be at ease and in peace without any trouble. And I'll use that as an aspiration for all of us.
还可以吗?
Do you like it? What do you think?
感恩感恩，谢谢大家。
I'm really grateful to all of you.
我们其实这些故事是互相之间的共勉。我们自己也希望做到这个样子一个情况。
So I hope that we can all use these stories to encourage ourselves and each other, and hopefully we'll all reach that level of understanding and practice.
感恩，弥陀佛。
Thank you.